from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, one of South Dakota's delegates wants to begin the conversation on sports prediction markets. Badlands National Park achieves a prestigious designation, and even more. It's Monday, July 27th. Here are today's stories. Congress is beginning to take note of prediction markets, and one of South Dakota's delegates wants to begin the conversation. Prediction markets have recently become popular. They're apps like Polymarket or Callsheet and allow users to trade on event outcomes. They've also become polarizing, particularly in the sports realm. Some say they're allowing sports betting to occur in places where sports betting is illegal. For instance, in South Dakota, it's illegal to bet on collegiate sports teams in state, such as the Jackrabbits or Coyotes. It's also illegal to bet on sports outside of Deadwood. But critics say these platforms get around that by selling event contracts. For example, a Callsheet user in Sioux Falls today could buy a contract for the Jackrabbits or Coyotes to qualify for the men's NCAA basketball championship. It's considered trading, not sports gambling. That aspect of prediction markets came to South Dakota during the most recent legislative session. Caleb Arsenault is the CEO of Live Hospitality and spoke on behalf of the Deadwood Gaming Association. He testified on a sports wagering bill and warned legislators about prediction markets.
As these markets grow in visibility and accessibility, it becomes even more important that South Dakota provide legitimate, safe, and regulated avenues for citizens who wish to participate in sports wagering.
The U.S. House Subcommittee on Commodity Markets, Digital Assets, and Rural Development recently held a hearing looking at sports event prediction markets. U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson chairs the subcommittee.
Courts are acting in this space. The commission is acting in this space. I do not believe that the committee, that Congress, should be silent.
Johnson said the subcommittee will have additional hearings on the topic.
I think we have an obligation to try to drive toward finding out what is the common ground. More than one of our witnesses said that there is need for additional clarity.
He believes Congress isn't doing its job unless the body considers its role in prediction markets. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. Badlands National Park is officially a dark sky park, marking it as a world-class destination for stargazing. The park has been working with various partners for years to achieve the prestigious International Dark Sky designation. An estimated 80% of Americans today can no longer see the Milky Way from where they live due to light pollution. Tourism experts say a growing number of people are traveling to seek dark sky experiences. Lydia Jones is a park ranger at Badlands National Park. She says from an ecological perspective, almost every wildlife species in the Badlands benefits from less light pollution. At the same time, astrotourism brings significant economic benefits to the park and surrounding region.
We get a lot of folks that drive through, on their way to Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, or other parks. But a person that's interested in astronomy, they're coming and they're spending one night or more. So that's more money that's going into the local economy. That's more time that's spent in the local area. And that's really an increasing demographic.
Badlands National Park is the first international dark sky park in South Dakota and one of only two national park units in the Midwest region within the designation. Transportation officials are reminding drivers to use caution as summer construction continues throughout South Dakota. Brad Ludens is the principal engineer for the city of Sioux Falls. He asked drivers to plan ahead by adding extra time into their commute and pay attention.
As always, we want you to slow down and stay alert when you're traveling through construction zones. Workers and changing traffic patterns require extra caution. Try not to look at your phone. Don't adjust your radio knobs or do any other activity that may distract you. We want to make sure that everyone's safe. Both our workers and the drivers driving through there want to make sure everyone goes home safe at the end of every day.
Larger projects in Sioux Falls this summer will improve pavement conditions and traffic flow, as well as enhance accessibility for pedestrians, according to Ludens. He says several projects in the Sioux Falls area are set to be completed this fall, including most of the Minnesota Avenue project between 8th and 2nd Streets and the 49th Street Bridge. Two Pier residents received lengthy prison sentences after pleading guilty to drug distribution charges. Brandon Hitt was sentenced to 26 years in federal prison, while Letitia Falcon was sentenced to 8 years. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of South Dakota. Prosecutors say Hitt brought in methamphetamine from Texas and sold it to people in the Pier and Rapid City areas. Falcon helped Hitt transport the drugs. Investigators say the operation moved at least 30 pounds of meth from 2024 to 2025. Five other suspects charged in the investigation are set to be tried in November. A new report says South Dakota should spend opioid settlement money to address the needs of people leaving or entering the prison system. That's according to an assessment prepared for the State Department of Social Services. South Dakota Searchlight reports the department commissioned the $325,000 study to guide the state's investment of settlement funds. Those dollars are coming from the makers of opioid painkillers linked to spikes in addiction. South Dakota is set to receive just under $100 million through 2038. The state has received nearly $33 million so far. 70% has gone for statewide dispersal, while 30% went to local governments or organizations. The School of Mines in Rapid City earned a grant worth more than $3 million for new mining technologies. The money comes from the Department of Energy's Advanced Research Projects Agency and aims to create new technology to locate and map rare earth minerals. Officials say ideally this will come at greater efficiency and a lower cost than currently available technologies. Current practices take years and even up to a decade, but one project at mines is using 3D to map ore deposits. The Dakota Gold Corporation is the project's industrial partner, providing samples and access to one of its sites for prototype testing. The U.S. Air Force Academy has selected U.S. Senator Mike Rounds to serve on its Board of Visitors. The board consists of six appointed members. It inquires into the morale, discipline, instruction, and other matters relating to the Academy. It also provides independent advice and recommendations relating to the Air Force Academy. In a statement, Rounds says he's grateful and looking forward to serving on the board. He hopes to ensure the Academy is fully resourced and positioned to prepare future generations to serve our country. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.